The Freedom of Information Act is one law, but each of the 99 agencies subject to it has its own rules for responding to open records requests. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports that's about to change.
Starting this spring, the Justice Department's Office of Information Policy will begin government-wide talks geared toward removing some of the inconsistency and confusion FOIA requesters face when they deal with multiple agencies. The objective is to draft a single regulation to implement the Freedom of Information Act that would apply across government. Melanie Puste is OIP's director.
The idea there would be to streamline and standardize some of the core procedures that procedural parts of administering the FOIA, making them the same across agencies to the extent we can. That, I think, would have a direct day-to-day impact on the common FOIA requester who would find it much easier to know there's the same time period for filing an appeal, for example. It's a new idea to have a common one. Right now we have 99 agencies with 99 sets of FOIA regulations. So one of our initiatives is to explore the legal feasibility first and foremost of doing that, and then working together as an interagency team and also getting comments from the public about the content of those.
Beyond legal feasibility, Puste says the working group will also likely face a challenge in drafting a common regulation that still allows enough flexibility for agencies' unique mission needs. She says it would likely take 1 or 2 years for such a regulation to be finalized. Besides moving toward a standard regulatory framework for FOIA, federal officials say they're also working to rationalize internal business procedures between agencies to make the overall request processing system more efficient. DOJ will lead a series of interagency working groups this year to help agencies standardize on best practices. And the Office of Government Information Services, which serves as the government's sort of FOIA ombudsman, says it's trying to help agencies share the technological nuts and bolts behind the processing of FOIA requests. The FOIA Online portal launched a year and a half ago, but it's yet to see widespread adoption by agencies. Only 8 federal entities are taking part so far. The Department of the Navy migrated its FOIA processing to that shared system last month, but the Treasury Department left the project in favor of its own portal last year. Miriam Nisbet is OGIS's director.
The goal is to have a shared service. It is to accommodate both small agencies and large agencies, and we, the partnership, FOIA Online, have not discovered that there's been an issue doing that. In other words, whether a small agency or a large, the system seems to be working quite well. We've heard good feedback from requesters, and we think it's going to be a good model for looking at either continuing to expand it, which we hope is going to happen, or to the next version that comes along. Treasury did belong for about a year. It was, in fact, creating its own system, but it wasn't up and running at the time that FOIA Online got up and running. And so Treasury joined during such time as it was able to take advantage of that multi-agency portal until it was ready to launch its own expanded FOIA request system.
Open government advocates and other members of the FOIA requester community say it's all well and good to move to advanced technology and standard business practices, but overall they've been severely disappointed with the Obama administration's track record on FOIA. Moving requests through the system more efficiently, they say, won't do much good if agencies ultimately withhold information on the basis of an overbroad interpretation of the exemptions in the FOIA law. Amy Bennett is assistant director at OpenTheGovernment.org.
Foremost among these, the open government community would like to see Congress put tighter boundaries around the government's overuse of FOIA's Exemption 5, or, as many requesters like to refer to it, the "we don't want to give it to you" exemption. Exemption 5 is intended to protect the government's deliberative process, among other things, and was intended to have, as are all FOIA exemptions, narrow application. Over time, federal agencies have expanded the scope of Exemption 5 to the point that it covers practically anything that is not a final version of a document. In one recent egregious example, the Central Intelligence Agency denied a request from the National Security Archive for a copy of the CIA's internal history of the 1961 Bay of Pigs disaster. The request was denied, despite the fact that the draft is connected to no policy decision by the CIA, and it's related to events that occurred more than 50 years ago. Exemption 5 has also recently been invoked to flatly deny the public access to opinions by the Office of Legal Counsel. In recent years, we have seen the government rely on these opinions to authorize a number of programs that go well beyond the plain reading of the law. Secret interpretations of the law prevent the public from having fully informed debates about government's policies and erode the public's trust in the executive branch and in its decisions.
Bennett's coalition and other organizations want Congress to make changes to FOIA so that agencies would have to release information unless they could determine to a court that doing so would create foreseeable harm. A bill the House passed 2 weeks ago would, in fact, make that change. The FOIA Act would also beef up OGIS and make it more independent from the executive branch, require agencies to post all information they release under a FOIA request in an online format, increase appeal rights for people whose FOIA requests are denied, and make several other changes. Puste defended the government's FOIA performance. She says two agencies accounted for 85% of those FOIA denials under Exemption 5, and that most of those denials were legitimate protections of attorney-client privilege.
I think that the agencies are robustly, I don't have a problem using the word that they're robustly implementing the law. It's not to say that there's not further improvements that can be made, but we have across the government record high numbers of incoming FOIA requests, and yet agencies processed more FOIA requests last year than ever before. The past 5 years, we have agencies releasing records in full or in part in over 90% of cases. We have many, many examples of agencies putting records up on their website to help make information available to the public without the need for a FOIA request. So we have seen a lot of concrete steps that agencies have taken to improve access to information.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.com and 1500 AM.